As far as lying.
How many times has that come up in your life? Right. Yeah, exactly. I mean, there's ways of speaking that it's like the Buddha. One of the very early ones of that I said that's not that one has to speak everything that's true. How did it go again? Yeah. It isn't necessary to be spoken of. Right. Took me a while to convince Debbie of that with the building inspectors and county officials. She has this Catholic compulsion. Tell them everything. Yeah, yes and no. I mean, in the sense there's the inner lawyer that's always trying to find a way out. It's true. But I'd be, cautious in how one both interprets it and applies it, in the sense because it doesn't take that much to justify our own defilements getting in the habit of that is not a good foundation for one's. It doesn't mean that it doesn't happen, but it's not a good starting point. So that And again, there are skillful ways of speaking where one, one doesn't need to lay out everything, all the details, or one can say it in a way that I'm on a certain level that maybe it's obfuscating the truth, but it's also giving oneself the opportunity to speak truthfully, but not to engage an outright lie. But yeah, I mean, these are where we gain skill in living in the world and dealing with the world, and it and there are consequences that we have to recognize, and so and sometimes we do make choices that could have a consequence that we might not have reckoned on, but there are consequences.